This is Radio Nepal. I am T.K. Prasad Khadka with news. The headlines first. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma will attend various events in Spanish capital Madrid following UN conference on financing for development. Prime Minister urges Nepali diaspora in Spain to return and contribute to nation's development. Police arrest 52 people, including 6 Chinese nationals, for alleged connection in cryptocurrency transactions. Nepali Congress leaders urge party leadership to adhere to statutes and activate sister organizations. And Thailand appoints another acting prime minister amid political turmoil. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli, who is currently on official visit to Spain, is busy in various events in Madrid. The head of the government departed for Spain last Saturday to attend the 4th International Conference on Financing for Development organized by the United Nations in Seville from the 30th of June to the 3rd of July. Prime Minister Oli today visited Santiago Bernabeu Stadium of the world's famous football club Real Madrid in the Spanish capital of Madrid. International director of the club, Pedro Martin de Miguel, received the Prime Minister at the stadium. Presenting him as a fan of Real Madrid, Prime Minister Willy expressed happiness for observing such a modern and well-equipped stadium. On the occasion, International Director Miguel gifted a T-shirt of the club to Prime Minister Willy and encouraged Nepali students to enroll in the club's trainings. Similarly, Prime Minister Willy visited the Prado National Museum in Madrid today. Prime Minister Willy was welcomed by Javier Salona, the chairman of the Art Museum, one of the oldest in Europe. The museum presents events related to the history and culture of Europe and Spain in an artistic manner. Likewise, Prime Minister Willy inspected the Nepali embassy in Madrid of Spain today. He was welcomed by Nepali ambassador to Spain, Sunil Nepal, and briefed about the activities of the office. Currently, around 15,000 Nepalese are working in Spain. Earlier, Prime Minister Willy interacted with officials and representatives of the Overseas Nepali Forum in Spain last night. The meeting took place at the residence of Nepali Ambassador Sunil Nepal, where the Prime Minister urged members of the Nepali diaspora to return home and utilize the skills, experience, and capital they have acquired in Spain for the development of the nation. The Prime Minister's delegation is scheduled to return home tomorrow on Friday. Police have arrested 52 people, including 6 Chinese nationals, for their alleged connection in cryptocurrency transactions and illegally operating dating app. A team deployed from Central Investigation Bureau of Nepal Police nabbed them while they were unlawfully operating the call center from the rented house of Lalitpur Metropolitan City 4 and Meta dating app after registering the social software development company. The CIB informed that the company has rented a house at Kathmandu Metropolitan City 13 as its branch from where such illegal activities were being conducted. Similarly, the CIB team had seized around 1.4 million rupees, 3 laptops and 54 mobile sets from the arrestees. Police have started investigation into the case. The Women and Social Affairs Committee under the House of Representatives has decided to review implementation status of Human Rights, Human Trafficking Rather and Transportation Control Act 2008. Committee President Kiran Kumar Shah said that a meeting of the committee held today agreed to review the implementation as it seeks to ensure access of survivors to justice with the prevention of potential cases of human trafficking and transportation within the vulnerable community. Nepali Congress leaders have drawn the attention of the party leadership to operate the party in accordance with the party's statute and to make sister organizations active. Speaking at the ongoing Central Working Committee meeting of the Nepali Congress in Kathmandu today, most of the leaders who spoke at today's meeting said that a party that operates outside of the statute, rules and procedures cannot face the growing challenges to democracy. Similarly, the leaders also drew the attention of the leadership to run the party by understanding the general sentiment and voice of the cadres, to manage the factions and sub-factions within the party and make them unified. This news comes from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
जहाँ जाऊँ कनेक्टेड रहोस इंटरनेट में सब कर दोस
डेटा वॉइस एसएमएस
सब इस बटन में पाउनोस
नेपाल टेलीकॉम तो सहूलियत दर का पैकेज और खरीद करना #1415 #टाइल करने होस
नेपाल टेलीकॉम राष्ट्र को संचार
वेलकम बैक नाउ द रिमेनिंग न्यूज़ Minister for Labour, Employment and Social Security Sarat Singh Bhandari has said that Nepal government needs to be responsible for the rights of Nepali workers abroad. Addressing a program organized by an organization Pauraki Nepal in Kathmandu today, Minister Bhandari said that Nepal government's proper attention is warranted for the protection of the rights of Nepali workers abroad. Now, sports news update. Nepal will take on Singapore in the final match for the title of ACC Men's Under-16 East Zone Cricket Cup. The final match will be held at 7:45 a.m. Saturday. Nepal secured its place for the final match of the championship, defeating Malaysia by 9 wickets in the semi-final held earlier today. Nepal says the 91-run victory target in just 11.4 overs. Similarly, defeating Hong Kong by 4 wickets in another round of semi-final match today itself, Singapore made its place for the final. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. Thailand has ushered in the appointment of its second interim prime minister this week, following the constitutional court's suspension of the country's leader, Phayutthongtharn Sinawat, fueled by a phone call scandal with a key Cambodian political figure. According to Al Jazeera, a government statement on Thursday confirmed interim minister Phumthom Wesayathsai assumed caretaker responsibilities on Thursday. In a post on social media, the Thai government said that the Phumthom's role as acting prime minister had been agreed at the first meeting of the new cabinet, which took place shortly after ministers were sworn in by the king. Donald Trump's huge budget bill is heading for a final vote in the U.S. House of Representatives, but is delayed while a Democrat-led debate continues. According to the BBC, Democratic Minority House Leader Hakeem Jeffries has been speaking for more than 4 hours. The vote is expected to begin after his remarks are finished, with Speaker Mike Johnson, a Republican, saying that he has the vote for the budget to pass. Trump wants what he calls the big, beautiful bill passed by Friday, but it has been held up in Congress over concerns about the impact on national debt and health care. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is possible at many places of Kusi, Bagmati, Gandaki, Lumbini, Karnali and Sudhur Pashchim provinces. There are also chances of heavy to very heavy rainfall at one or two places of Kusi, Bagmati, Gandaki, Lumbini and Sudhur Pashchim provinces. Light to moderate rain and snowfall is also predicted at a few places of the high hilly and mountainous region of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister K.P. Sarma will attend various events in Spanish capital Madrid following UN Conference on Financing for Development. Prime Minister urges Nepali diaspora in Spain to return and contribute to nation's development. Police arrest 52 people, including 6 Chinese nationals, for alleged connection in cryptocurrency transactions. Nepali Congress leaders urge party leadership to adhere to statute and activate sister organizations. And Thailand appoints another acting prime minister amid political turmoil. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this up, let's also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.